straight to the Middle East now, where the Palestinian group Hamas says it has reached a ceasefire with Israel in violence-plagued Gaza. The news was reported by Egyptian state media. From Jerusalem, Matt Gutman reports.
At dawn Thursday morning, the guns around the Gaza Strip are to fall silent. Israel isn't calling it a ceasefire or even an agreement, but a fragile understanding with the militant group Hamas. Meantime, Hamas is only calling it a state of calm. Israel's defense minister today said this understanding could yield longer-term quiet. It could even catalyze a prisoner exchange.
And when it starts, if it starts, it's hard to estimate how long it will hold. The test will be in the way it's carried out, but it's important to exhaust the opportunity this provides.
Egypt has been mediating between Hamas and Israel for months. Hamas officials say this is the first stage of a larger deal and that the next stage could yield a prisoner swap. In exchange for Gilad Shalit, an Israeli corporal abducted into Gaza 2 years ago, Israel would free hundreds of Hamas prisoners. Israel could also ease restrictions at Gaza's border crossings, reviving the Gaza economy. But none of that might happen. Earlier today, Israeli airstrikes killed 6 militants in Gaza, and Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri hinted there might be a response.
We in Hamas know when the ceasefire is to begin. Hamas will be committed to the ceasefire. Until we reach this hour, we will respond to all Israeli attacks.
The news tonight of an unofficial truce outraged some in Israel. For example, Israel's generally dovish vice prime minister, Chaim Ramon, dubbed the deal a victory for radical Islam. He says it offers Hamas the legitimacy it always wanted. But ultimately, Israel has little to lose, that according to Amnon Lipkin-Shahak, a former army chief of staff.
It is never too late to have an attack on Gaza. We can do it. It will cost the life of Israelis and Palestinians, but as long as we could bypass it or even achieve a limited ceasefire, then I believe that Israel gave another chance for quietness. It didn't work, and the attack is never too late.
Shahak hopes the ceasefire could last months, but believes it could end within days. For the world, I'm Matt Gutman in Jerusalem.